Okay, now we learned about Asa Melech Yehuda. Asa comes Menuche, because we had number kings that weren't Noye Keshuva. And the Pasuk says here like this, Ubishnas Esem Liyerovam Molach Asa Al Yehuda. And Asa was a Moedic king. Asa got rid of all the Avodah Zoras. He got rid of all the Avodah Zoras. Except for the Nechash and Nechoshes, like the Gemara brings down. And Asa changed the whole tide. The tide that got started during the time of Yerovam ben Nevat and Rechavam ben Shlomo, Asa changed it. And the Pasuk says, Vayas Asa Hayosho Beine Hashem Ki David Aviv. He went in the ways of David. Now, first of all, we have to know that Asa had a very bad upbringing from his mother. The Pasuk says, V'shem imoy ma'acho bas avisholim. Okay? This wasn't even his mother. His mother actually didn't take care of him. This was his grandmother brought him up. Okay, so Asa was brought up by his grandmother, Ma'acho bas avisholim. Ma'acho we already learned about. She was a terrible person. So Ma'acho bas avisholim brought up Asa Melech Yehuda. And he ended up being a tzaddik. Chazal tell us that the reason why it says Shem Imoy, it wasn't really his mother, in Halacha there's a whole thing that if somebody brings you up, you could say that it's the father. So Sai in the Schus, and even in the Ksuba, the Chassam Sofer has a Chiddush. The Chassam Sofer says that let's say you have a stepfather that brought up a child, you could write in the Ksuba that person's name. Right? So if a guy, Avram, was brought up by somebody, Yankiv, even though his real father was Yishmael, you could write in the Ksuba, the Megadol, the one who brought him up. So here the Pasuk Taka calls this woman his mother. But what's the reason why the Torah would want to give credit to such a bad woman? She was a bad woman. She herself was a balas of a desire. Why would we give her credit? So the Radak over here says that the reason why we mention her is not to give her credit. Adrab. We're giving Asa credit. Look what kind of mother, stepmother he had. He had a witch for a stepmother, and look what he turned out. And that's what the Radak says. He says, V'omar Khan. What's the reason why the Navi tells us that this lady was his mother, even though she was his stepmother? Kidei lahagid tzidkas Asa, says the Radak, to tell us how great Asa was. Sha'af api shegidlo soisoi, he oiso mershas loylomad mimaaseho. Even though she brought him up, and she was a rishanta, she was a terrible person, right? She was a balas avodah zara. And still, he turned out to be Asa. So here's my question. So I have a big question, because we're going to learn more about Asa now, what Asa accomplished. L'chaira, Asa was bulletproof. If he was able to be brought up by such a woman, and he still became Asa, you realize what he did. He went against his father. He went against his stepmother. He went against the people. Unbelievable. Asa Mamish was a malach. Right? Then he became king. So L'chayrit, and then when he became king, he got rid of all the other results. So it would make sense that Asa would have remained the biggest tzaddik. But yet, we read a couple of pesukim. First, it sounds very good. He got rid of all the other results. The Gamas Machimah Vaisir Mikviel. And he burnt Avodah Zarah, because that's the halacha. Avodah Zarah needs Sreifa. He didn't just throw it in the river, Nachal Kidron. He burnt it. It says first he burnt it, then he put it into the river. But then at the end, it says, Vayishkav Asos Avoisov, but Rak Le'ezik Nosoi Cholo Esraglo. When he got older, he got sick. He had a sickness on his feet. Okay, people get old, they can have a sickness. Nishkefelach. But listen what the Gemara says. Comes the Gemara in Saita. Tafyut. The Gemara says like this. Torah Shrova. Mimneima nenash Asa. And he starts giving a hezbo. Why Asa got punished. What Asa did. And the truth is, Chazal tell us that Asa did do an Avera by the fact that he made a bris with Ben-Hadad by the Gentile king. So Chazal tell us he put his trust, he didn't pull his full trust in Hashem. He went ahead and he made a bris and he gave him money, he made a deal with another king. He didn't put his full trust in Hashem. That's one of the challenges always, not to put trust. I always say when you have a president like we have now, one of the milas is, you have to trust the Rabbanu Shlomo. When you have a president that looks like he's your best friend, you think, oh, we got the president. When we had President George Bush, oh, poor President George Bush. He's one of our buddies. Hitaka was very good to the Eden. So you start relying on your president. When you have a president like this one, that's there now, nobody's relying on him. So then you know you got to rely on the Rabbanu Shlomo. But you should know that Bush wasn't such a tippish. I went to President Bush for Hanukkah. You remember the Maisa, the Yomen, for Hanukkah party? And he wasn't there, but he remembers the Maisa. And everybody said, Bush, you know, he doesn't have such a sharp cup. I saw he put a bunch of Rabbonim. He shamed a bunch of Rabbonim. Because he asked the rabbis, he says, rabbis, bless me. Give me a blessing. We were all a bunch of Rabbonim. Give me a blessing. So, I would have just told him, may God bless you. You're a great guy, which is what I told him when I spoke to him one-on-one. But one of the rabbis there figured, oh, make a bracha on a president, like you make a bracha on a king. So he took out the art scroll sitter, took out his, and he found the blessing you make on a king, and he made the blessing. I wouldn't make a blessing on a president. Why? Because a king, according to many poskim, has to be somebody who has the power to kill. Otherwise, he's not a halacha king. He has to be able to kill at will. President can't do that. You need a court system. Even this president that does his executive orders, he makes himself like a big balabos. He can't kill. If he stam wants to kill, he can't kill. They even have tainus on him that he does drone attacks abroad, you know, in Yemen, and he kills terrorists that are American citizens. Is a big Rand Paul. I'm sure the Eilim knows all the lumdas. There's a whole lumdas shishayla if he's allowed to do that. And there's a machlekes, lishkas agosas, it's all machlekes. He's allowed to do it. The Supreme Court, it's a kind of shayla. If he's allowed to kill an American without a due process, terrorists, it's a whole shayla. One day we could go into the lumdas. You know, Binyamin in the summer. So Lamaisa, I therefore wouldn't have made a bracha. But this rabbi made the bracha, and he thought he'll get away with it. So the president then said, because the bracha says that he gave honor, right? He gave from his honor. So he said, translate the blessing. So the rabbi says, the art school, sit down. Blessed Arzu, our Lord. So after the rabbi finishes reading, he goes, Rabbi, you just made a blessing to the Lord. I said, bless me. He wanted a Birchas Kayanim Yeshua. He wanted a Yivorechacha. He didn't want to hear Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. And he was right, by the way. As a lump. He said, I want to give me. Rabbis, bless me. Instead, they made a blessing on him. When you make a bracha, on a piece of cake, you're not blessing the cake. That was his time. So he was right. But the Maya was when you have a president like we have now, nobody puts any trust in it. Everybody knows you have to go to the Rabbanu Shlomo. So Asa was nichshel. Asa Melech Yehuda was nichshel that he went to Ben-Hadad, he made a bris, he made a covenant with him, he made a peace treaty, made a negotiation. He was He was looking for outside protection also. That's Azay Zong Chazan. The obvious question is, how could it be that Asa, who overcame his mother, overcame his father, overcame the whole generation, destroyed all the Avodah Zarah, he had a chasaron bitach? How could that be? That's the question. How could it be? The truth is, the Pasuk actually testifies here that he was shalom. It says in the Pasuk that he was shalom im Hashem Elokav. So actually the Vilna Gaon in Aderas Eliyahu in Divrei Hayomim, the Vilna Gaon asks, how could you say that Asa didn't have here? So he says over here, the Gaon, he says like this, Haloik found them out kol yomov. Okay. V'aloi chota, b'ma shenosan sheichad l'melech harom v'loi samach al HaKadosh Baruch. That's the kasha of Vilna Gaon. On the one hand, we see that he put all, that he was, kol yomov, he was a tzaddik. On the other hand, it says that he was punished. And Rashi says that he was, the famous Chazal, that he gave bribes to Melech Aram. He was looking for outside support. Zok the Gaon, the Gaon says this was just a mistake he made. It wasn't. He really believed in Hashem. For Oye Shloimer, says the Gaon, the Ma'idich Siv Kol Yom of Roiv Yom. But both Pshatim of the Vilna Gaon, one Pshat the Vilna Gaon says is that really Asa was a tzaddik his whole life. And the end of his life, even when he made this mistake, it was just a mistake. It wasn't really, he didn't trust Hashem. And the other pshat, he says, and I'll tell you what I think could be the shkog of what the Vilna Gaon means. And the other pshat, he says, is that maybe Taka did aver at the end of his life. But most of his life, he didn't. Kol yomav is roiv yomav. That's the Vilna Gaon. What does he mean is shkog? I could tell you pshat and the shkog. If you want, I'll tell you pshat and the shkog. This time you want, I'll tell you. Pshat and the shkog is like this. Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch is a kasha. On Ramban, oh, the Zayden, and the Ramban, the Elta Zayden, in Ramban says in Parshas Lech Lecha that when Avram went, if you remember, Avram went to Mitzrayim, it says Vayered, he went down. Parsha Pshat is because Eretz Yisrael is the highest. If you leave Eretz Yisrael, you're going down. But the Ramban says also that he was a chet. So some of the Mepharshim say Vayered means he was a chet. He went down a Madrega. The Ramban says, why? What was the chet? Shehoya loy liftoyach b'Hashem. The Ramban says, Avram, at the time of the hunger, he should have put his trust in Hashem. He didn't put his trust in Hashem. He went to Mitzrayim. So the Ramban says, chet, choto chet godel b'shkoga. Shekik. So everybody, yes, on the Ramban, it's like a contradiction. He says, Avram did a chet gadol, it's a big chet, and then he says it was a shkaga, it's a mistake. And he says, Hoyeloi l'ftoyach b'Hashem, he should have trusted Hashem. Ask of Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, first of all, how could you call it a chet gadol, and then say it's a shkaga? And if he had to have bitachon in Hashem and he didn't, that's not a small thing, that's a big thing. So he says, a great idea. This I heard b'shem of Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, and I also, Rav Shimon Schwab, Zechen Levrach also says a similar idea. Really, Avram Avinu had full trust in Hashem. Avram Avinu had 100% bitachon in Hashem. He wouldn't have left Eretz Yisrael. He would have trusted Hashem. But what happened? Avram Avinu had all the people with him. Hanefesh Asher Osu B'chorin. Avram was just Avram. Somebody once asked Rav Moshe about buying a life insurance policy. So, you know, some people say you shouldn't buy a life insurance policy because where's your bitach? Others say, what do you mean you have to? You should buy a life insurance policy. So Moshe said like this, bitach and you have to have for yourself. If you have to support somebody else, you can't say, oh, I'll bitach for you. No, bitach and you have for you. For Yena, you should be careful. If you remember, I told you a pshat like that from the Yaiv, it's in Beya. The Gemara says in Beya, Levu alive ani pareim. The Gemara says, for Shabbos, you could borrow money, and don't worry, Hashem will pay back. So the Yaivit says, what does that mean? Does that mean I could come this Friday? Decide, you know what? Mechtei, so why should I be home for Shabbos? This Friday, I'm going to go to the city, and I'm going to rent out for the Chevra, for all of you guys, we're going to rent out the Ritz-Carlton. We'll rent it out for $1 million. No problem. We'll have Shabbos there. Shabbos, Shabbos. It's called. We'll bring down a caterer, Kohagan. We'll bring down a 5-star caterer. Why should we have Shabbos? Is it yeshiva or something? Mechtes. Ritz Carlton. I see Shalom Yosef is masking. It's gorgeous. You ever went to the Ritz Carlton? It's gorgeous. Overlooking this, overlooking the Hudson. Yeah. It's beautiful. Why should we? Why in the world should I sit here in the hot dining room over here with the fake air conditioner? It doesn't even work. And go to the Ritz Carlton. There, you don't. It's not like here. You don't hear the air conditioner and it actually works. Here you hear it and it doesn't work. I'll go to Ritz-Carlton. Elamai, how am I going to pay for it? Very simple. I'll take out a loan. I'll take out $1 million loan, rent out to Ritz-Carlton, give all the... How am I going to pay back? The Gemara says, live your life, I need pagaya. Borrow and I'll pay back. Givaldik. It's great. I'll borrow $1 million. Take out a mortgage, $1 million. The bank comes to me. I'll say, listen, Rabbi Yisai, look at the Gemara. I and Beya daf tezai. So when Capital One comes to me, I'll send them to the Gemara and Beya. The Gemara and Beya says, Hashem will pay back. Elio, you like that? It's Gishmak. It's very Gishmak. It's a Gemara and Beya. Yankovin, what do you say? Ritz Carlton, you ever went there? Gishmak. It is Gishmak. Yeah, the pshat is as a Dr. Bianca Venden. You cannot borrow money unless you know how you're going to pay it back. You can't have bitachon for another guy. Bitachon you can have for you. You cannot be talking for another guy. If you don't have money, if you don't know a way to pay it back, you can't borrow the money. Dr. Bianca Venden, Levu Eli is talking to the Malve. You have to know how you're going to pay back. You go to the guy, you take out $1 million loan. The guy goes 1 second. Who says this guy's going to be able to pay back? So Hashem says, Hashem's talking to the mouth to have bitachon with his money. You're not going to be talking on the other guy's money. So Avram Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael with his whole yeshiva, with all the people he converted. And it was a hunger. For himself, he would have bitachon. Can't have bitachon for everybody else. That's why he left. He didn't realize that his bitachon could work for all the people in his... He was on the level that he could have taken everybody with him. It was just a mistake he made. Says Rav Shimon Schwab, that's why it says by Mitzrayim, Vayihi, I'm sure you guys remember this. Any parashas lech lecha b'mitzvah bochim? Yeah? Vayihi? Vayihi ki? When he went down to Mitzrayim, what does it say? Vayihi ki korav? Or ki hikrev? Ki hikrev, I think. It's not my bar mitzvah. Vayihi ki hikrev lavoi Mitzrayimo. It says when Avram was hikrev, not korav. Korav means he came near. Hikrev means bring near. If I schlep Shui along to go take somebody's bechor, because he owns him, right? So then, that's called hikrev. That's not korav. That's hikrev. Zokter of Shimon, vayihi ki hikrev lavoi Mitzrayimo. The reason why Avram went to Mitzrayim wasn't for himself. It was the people he brought with him. That's why he went to Mitzrayim. He wouldn't have gone. We could say if that's the case, Asor felt that since he's a king, he himself had bitachon, sholem im Hashem. But he felt he has people trusting him. For them, he can't have bitachon. He has to do more shtadlus. It would make also sense that the Vilna Gaon used the same lashon as the Ramban because he calls it a chet bishkoga. Wasn't It's a shkaga. It was a miscalculation. Okay, we'll finish this tomorrow, Mitzvah.